Inside on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is brought to you by Manpower of Central Iowa. Manpower, 62 years of finding great people for great companies, manpower.com, and Des Moines Computer Repair. You want your computer to work, and that's what they do, DesMoinesComputerRepair.com.
Welcome back to the News Hour, ladies and gentlemen. Grateful, as always, that you are here with us on this Tuesday afternoon. Karen Miller is the Executive Vice President of Manpower of Central Iowa, a position that she's held for the past 4.5 years. Prior to coming to Des Moines, Karen was at Manpower in Milwaukee, and before that, she was at Manpower in Illinois. You might say that she's a Manpower product. Welcome to the News Hour.
Thank you, Michael.
Good to have you here. You are just always so up.
Oh, well, that's...
You are. You are really, you're always chipper and up and ready to roll. I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah, well, you got, you know... Try to be optimistic.
I know, you got to fool some people. You know, recently, we reported, and there was a Central Iowa report on jobs, but nationally, there's 18,000 employers that are surveyed by Manpower across the United States. And 22% of those 18,000 employers expect to add to their workforce. 72% of employers anticipate making no change to staff levels. But, you know, that's not very, that's kind of gloomy when you take a look at that. But that's national numbers. What's it like here in Central Iowa?
Well, in Central Iowa, actually, what we're finding for our second quarter here is that about 27% of the employers we interviewed did say that they're planning on hiring. And that's a trend that we continue to see. 2% of those folks that we interviewed or those businesses we interviewed said that they are going to decrease staff. So while 69% said that they're going to maintain staff. So, you know, you add those numbers together, I mean, we end up with a net employment outlook of 25%, which means collectively, 25% of the businesses out there are actively hiring and seeking candidates.
Yeah, you know, is the, how, when you do a survey like that, how flawed can that be? Because what we're seeing, everybody I talk to, Karen, and this is really sincerely everybody from retail to wholesale to warehousing to manufacturing, I don't care what it is, to service industries, everybody's looking for people.
You know, that's what we see
well,
out there, too.
To
everybody is looking. Keeping in mind a survey, you know, you've got a small statistical sample. We survey 18,000 companies nationally. Within each metro market, we're surveying approximately 200 businesses. So that's just a small sampling of what we're seeing across the board. But, you know, you can extrapolate that, take that 200 and multiply it by the, you know, the what percentage that is of the businesses. And we've got a lot of employers looking for staff.
Yeah, and when employers are looking for staff, you know, what are some of the things that they fight with all the time? I mean, what are the issues that an employer trying to find, I mean, look, we've only got, what, 4% of the population is unemployed? So, and they say 2% of that 4% is either unemployable or just not in the, in the market. Not long ago, Kyle Horn was with us, and he was telling us that there are 300,000 Iowans out there that are, they've given up on looking for jobs.
Right.
And so maybe they have some criminal past or something out there.
Right.
But there's all these jobs going wanting, and then we're not making the connection for some reason.
Right. Well, that's a great question. There seems to be a challenge between finding the individuals with the right skill set to meet the opportunities and the openings that companies are having. So really, when we have our strategic discussions with our clients is we talk with them about looking at their hiring practices a little bit differently. So thinking about hiring individuals based on skill potential. So if they've got, you know, 80% of the skills, you know that you've got a training that you have to train the individual once you bring them on staff.
Sure.
But if they've got those soft skills, 100% of that right work attitude, you might want to think about...
You can teach them anything.
Right, right. Absolutely. So kind of taking a look at the internal motivation of the individual and do they really... Does their philosophy mesh with what your corporate philosophy is? So taking a look at candidates outside of traditional pools, you know, so rather than just the unemployment roles, taking a look at those folks who've maybe, as Kyle had mentioned, that have fallen out of, of the... fallen off the unemployment numbers. So looking at diverse candidate pools, taking a look at individuals maybe who have disabilities. Maybe it's reconsidering some of these stringent guidelines, hiring practices that you've had in place to determine, you know, okay, is a 7-year criminal background check maybe too extensive? There's a lot of training programs that are happening within our prison systems right now where they're teaching welding and CNC operation and machine operation. So if somebody's, you know, if they've gone through their, you know, a period of reform and whatnot, should we not consider them?
Yeah.
You know, maybe we need to think about taking some chances.
Well, HR professionals are risk adverse. You know,
yes.
And that's probably an issue. And I can understand that. But at the same time, if you need to fill jobs, and there are people out there that are willing to work, what are we doing? When it comes to finding the right employee, what are employers telling you that these potential employees are missing?
You know, oftentimes it's the technical skills. And so, again, they're just focusing on, do they have that, you know, 7 years of marketing experience? Do they have all of the, you know, if it's an IT position, do they know all the languages that they're requiring within their IT department? Rather than looking at transferable skills, maybe individuals who can transfer from one industry to another.
They seem to be stuck in that.
Yeah. I mean, you know, the old hiring practices from 30 years ago just aren't working with today. We've got to look at things differently.
We had Rob Denson in just last week talking about STEM and getting people ready. But then he also dovetailed into the technical skills from welding, electrician, and all those kinds of, you know, people. And they said, we are ready to do this. You know, we are ready to start hiring people. And we're bringing people in and training them.
Right.
And we'll help along that. So let's go back to manpower, for example. With you guys, you're also having a soft skill issue?
You know what? Every employer is talking about the soft skills issue. So again, whether you're looking at, you know, oftentimes it's the millennials that are blamed for not having any sort of work ethic and not understanding soft skills. But you know, there's an awful lot of other job seekers out there too who don't necessarily have those soft skills. And really what they're looking for is somebody who wants to show up to work and to work hard while they're there. So if your schedule is 8 to 5, you need to be there from 8 to 5. They're looking for people who have motivation. They're looking for communication. Can you speak? You know, right now, everybody is on their phones so much and talking with texting that they're having a hard time having a conversation.
One other final question that I have for you is automation in the HR area.
Mm-hmm.
Is it fair to job seekers if they don't have the right,
you know,
words in their resume?
Michael, it is the savvy job seeker who knows how to front load their resume to really work around those applicant tracking
systems.
Can
you help people do that?
You know, we can. We can talk with them about the words, taking a look at the words that they need to include within their resume so that the applicant tracking system will call their resume, stack rank their resume higher. Doesn't mean they're the best candidate. No, it means that they're a pretty smart person. You know, they've been able to figure out how to break the system.
Okay.
So sometimes some really good candidates maybe get pushed to the back burner, but again, you know, an aggressive job seeker is going to do what it takes to find that right opportunity.
We're with Karen Miller from Manpower of Central Iowa. When employers come to you, do they just say, hey, these are the jobs we need, go find them?
Oftentimes,
really?
Yes. Oftentimes, yes. And what we try to do is we want to sit there, or we want to have a conversation, and let's dig a little bit deeper into what's the culture like of your organization, what are the exact skills that you're looking for. Let's understand the positions, because we know that on paper you might have two people who have the right skill, or the same skill set, but one person has a different working attitude than the other person, and they might be a better fit.
There you go. Karen Miller, ladies and gentlemen, it is Manpower of Central Iowa. You can find them online. Thank you for coming in and doing this.
Thanks.
It goes by quickly, doesn't it?
Sure it sure does. We're
what
done.
Happened?
Okay.
For Jason Rose and also Lisa Cleaver, and for all of the staff here at Insight on Business, the News Hour, thanks so very much for hanging out with us on this Tuesday afternoon. By the way, the puck drops over at Wells Fargo Arena at 7:05. The Iowa Wild are playing. Have yourself a great evening. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.
Where the legends live.
A Des Moines Radio Group station.
KRMT. Des Moines.